God bless Britain. God bless Britain. How Tony Blair wanted to end his speeches with American-style salute, but was stopped by worried aides. This is Pastor Sean Harris. Welcome to another News and Focus program, and we're looking at an article by Steve Daughtry, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, posted 15 May 2012 on Mail Online, Mail Online. He famously didn't do God when in power. Who? Prime Minister Tony Blair didn't do God when in power or while in power. But Tony Blair has revealed he had once wanted to finish a speech while he was prime minister with God bless Britain until concerned aides told him this is not America. The former premier said the idea of using the rhetorical flourish that echoed the U.S. presidential sign-off God bless America caused consternation among aides. He said, I had to do some address to the country when I was a prime minister. You know, the American president finishes an address to the American people by saying, God bless America. Mr. Blair said, I had the idea of finishing my address by saying, God bless Britain. This caused consternation in the whole system. A committee was convened and we had to discuss it. I remember we had this debate on and off, but finally one of the civil servants said in a very po-faced way, I just remind you, Prime Minister, this is not America, in this very disapproving tone, so I gave up the idea. I think it is a shame that you can't, since it's obviously part of what you are. I think God and religion can also be abused by politicians too, so you have to be careful. Mr. Blair also told a conference organized by a leading evangelical church that a world without religion would be on a road to tragedy and disaster. Can we stop right there? Mr. Blair also told a conference organized by a leading evangelical church that a world without religion would be on a road to tragedy and disaster. That is precisely the feeling of the founding fathers of America, that a world without religion would be on a road to tragedy and disaster. And I would submit to you that America is well on its way to being a nation without religion. In fact, according to the latest statistics, the fastest growing religion is no religion. According to the 2010 census data, the fastest growing group of classification on religion is no religion or agnostic. Blair said that a world without religion would be on a road to tragedy and disaster. Religious beliefs protect people from doctrines that put people in second place to political objectives. And I would submit to you that that is precisely what the gay marriage or same-sex marriage issue is. It is political objectives that put people in second place. He said that faith is fundamentally a belief that there is something bigger and more important than you, that you are not the only thing that matters, that there is something that is greater and transcendent. I think that essential obligation to humility for humanity is deeply important, Mr. Blair said. It is what allows us to make progress, is what keeps us from ideology or thought processes that then treat human beings as if they were secondary to some political purpose. If there aren't any absolute truths, if there are not any moral standards by which all of civilization must abide by, then the question becomes, why is anything wrong? Why is anything wrong? Blair's right. There's no doubt Blair is right. Tony Blair is right. Religion is what allows us to make progress. It is what keeps us from ideology or thought processes that then treat human beings as if they were secondary to some political purpose. The speech set out by Mr. Blair's views on religion nearly 5 years after he converted to Roman Catholicism, shortly after leaving Downing Street. He declared Christian beliefs caused controversy from his days as labor opposition leader when he was rebuked by the Catholic leadership for taking communion with his family while he was still nominally an Anglican, right through to the end of his premiership. Mr. Blair was at odds with the Catholic Church over his gay equality regulations, which led to the closure of Catholic adoption agencies, which refused to deal with gay couples, over his liberal attitude to abortion. So obviously, even Mr. Blair can be wrong on some issues and right on others. His Downing Street spokesman, Alistair Campbell, tried to end speculation about the Prime Minister's religious motivation by telling journalists, "We don't do God." And you know what? That's right. That's right. No one does God. You don't do God. God is. People don't do God. You don't do God. You don't do Jesus. God is. Regardless of whether you do God or not, it doesn't really matter. God is. Which is essentially, by the way, what I am that I am. That's the present tense of the be verb. God is. Yesterday, Mr. Blair told 4,000 people at a conference organized by the influential Anglican Evangelical Church, Holy Trinity, Brompton, that he did try to do God. Mr. Blair said for a long time, what people thought was that as society became more developed and as we became more prosperous, that faith would be relegated, that it would become a kind of relic of the past. What kind of ignorant people do, but not what civilized, educated people do. And Mr. Blair, again, is correct. That is the basic mindset of the world, that ignorant, uneducated people do God, and everyone else is intelligent enough to know that there is no God. That's the essence or the crux or the linchpin or the cornerstone of the basic issue. Mr. Blair told the audience that his journey of faith had started in a choir school in County Durham at the age of 10 when his father Leo, a convinced atheist, had suffered a serious stroke. I remember going to school that day, not knowing whether he was going to live or not. He said, the headmaster of the school called me into his study, and he said, "I think we should kneel and say a prayer for your father." I said to him, "I should tell you my father does not really believe in God." He says, Blair responds, "I will never forget what he said to me. He just said to me, 'But God believes in him. So let us kneel and pray.'" And the article ends with, "That made a big impact on me." I will tell you that I am so thankful that I don't have to believe in God for God to believe in me. I'm so thankful that God regenerates dead hearts. I'm so thankful that God chose me before I believed in him. I'm so thankful that the Bible teaches us that God's regeneration of our souls is not predicated upon us believing upon him, but it is a result. Let me be clear that our belief in him is a result of souls that are born again. And I would commend to you the example of the Apostle Paul, who did not believe in Jesus, but Jesus believed in Paul, at that time Saul of Tarsus. And so while Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church. Christ was pursuing Paul so that God gets all the glory in the salvation of mankind. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.